The Nowhere Men by Michael Calvin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To my children, Nicholas, Aaron, William and Lydia, follow your dreams. Acknowledgements. Scouts are never off duty. I've just come off the phone from Mel Johnson. I mentioned in passing that I'm due to attend the final game at Underhill, Barnett's idiosyncratic little ground, for the past 106 years. Ah, he said, you can do me a favour. They're playing Wickham. Can you give me a report on their keeper, a lad called Ingham? He's 18, 6'2", 6'3". Played about half a dozen games. I'm hearing good things. I'll try to watch him on the last day of the season. Coincidentally, I'd spoken earlier to John Griffin. He told me Peter Taylor was scouting Charles Dunn, Wickham's fullback for the England under-20 squad, and raved about Matt Ingham's potential. We had him out at Oxford City for 8 months, and he's only been in the first team for 6 weeks, but we're going to lose him, he said. I'm already digging in the dirt for the next one. Mel Johnson was described by Caroline Shea, PA to QPR's last 34 managers, as the nicest man in football when she took me for a cup of tea before one of the countless interviews for this book. Griffin runs him close, but in truth, there were few scouts to whom I did not warm. I thank everyone who gave me their time and their trust. I'm especially...